Thanks for tuning in. This is SKR, South Kootenai Radio. Don't forget to check out the Country Hour, weekdays at 10 a.m. on South Kootenai Radio.
Oh, my baby, this morning, I'm gonna put you wise. Well, I'm gonna tell you, there's no surprise, our love is over. You can be a casual friend. Come on and shake my hand. Never make love again. Girl, you know I love you. Trying to drive me like you. Drive your automobile. Love is over. You can be a casual friend. Give me a cigarette. I give her my last pell mell. She took one long drag and said, "Daddy, fare you well. Our love is over. You can be a casual friend."
you want your loving done.
From the base of the Skimmerhorn Mountains, South Kootenai Radio.
disagree. Maybe you just didn't care.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The co-pilot of an Ethiopian Airlines flight headed for Rome has surrendered to Swiss police after forcing his jet to land in Geneva. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton reports the airline and the police say all passengers and crew members are safe.
The Ethiopian Airlines co-pilot wanted to seek asylum in Switzerland, so says Geneva Airport CEO Robert Deon. So when the pilot ventured out of the cockpit to use the toilet somewhere over Egypt or Sudan, his unarmed deputy locked the door and diverted the scheduled Rome-bound flight to Geneva. The Boeing 767-300 left Ethiopia's capital Addis Ababa overnight. The Geneva prosecutor says Swiss federal authorities are investigating the hijacking and may press charges that could carry a prison sentence of up to 20 years. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Lagos.
The death toll from the war in Syria is now above 140,000, according to a monitoring group. Susanna George reports the new numbers come amid ongoing government air offenses in the north of the country.
These new death toll numbers follow one of the bloodiest months in the nearly three-year-long conflict. That's according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, an anti-government group based in London that monitors the conflict in Syria through a network of contacts on the ground. The observatory's numbers have not been independently verified, as the Syrian crisis has become more and more dangerous for journalists and human rights groups to cover. It's become increasingly difficult to get accurate information out of the country. For this reason, the UN's announced the organization will no longer be updating its death tolls. For NPR News, I'm Susanna George in Beirut.
More problems are emerging at the site of a major toxic spill into North Carolina's Dan River. Paul Brown reports state officials now fear a second pipe could fail under the Duke Energy coal ash dump where the last spill occurred.
North Carolina's environmental agency says that video taken inside a second drain pipe under the dump at a now-closed Duke generating plant reveals big gaps that could let in contaminated water. The state wants a plan from Duke within 10 days on how the company will eliminate the danger. Duke says it is already plugging a larger pipe that broke and spilled coal ash on February 2nd. A federal criminal investigation was announced shortly after that spill. Environmentalists charge Duke has flouted laws for years as state regulators looked the other way. Duke says it is reviewing its handling of coal ash everywhere it operates. For NPR News, I'm Paul Brown in Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Maine and Massachusetts are watching for flooding following yesterday's heavy snowstorm. Rain fell on top of a lot of snow, as much as 15 inches in some areas. The National Weather Service has also posted winter storm warnings for the Great Lakes region. You're listening to NPR. South African police say they may charge nearly a dozen miners who were trapped while working illegally in an abandoned mine shaft. They were stuck over the weekend when falling debris trapped them and they needed to be rescued. But there are more workers still in the mine shaft who are refusing to come out for fear of being arrested too. Local officials say they believe the miners may have been robbed by a rival group who then blocked their exit. The German government is reconsidering its policies about art stolen by the Nazis. As NPR's Netta Ulaby reports, a bill introduced in the German parliament would remove the current 30-year statute of limitations for claims.
The way it stands now, any art stolen during World War II cannot be reclaimed by former owners or descendants of former owners. That's because the statute of limitations for World War II expired in 1975. Plenty of Germans think this is a national embarrassment. As well as the new proposed legislation, the country's Minister of Culture is working to double funding for provenance research and restitution. She said it's unbearable that looted art can still be found in some German museums. These changes are coming about partly because of public pressure after a huge trove of possibly looted art was found in the possession of a man whose father had worked as an art dealer for the Nazis. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
A snake-handling pastor featured on the reality show Snake Salvation has died. Jamie Coots was bitten by a rattlesnake at his Kentucky church. Officials say at first, Coots went home where he refused medical treatment. Emergency workers returned later Saturday night, but Coots had died. In 1995, a woman died after being bitten.
Her father. careless, pretending, hoping that somehow somebody would see. So desperate for someone, I guess that she thought that someone was me. I let her down, it's true. I let her down. I let her down. Look at her, look through her eyes, close to the hurt and the pain. Where they'll never hurt her again.
I to 10 in the morning, weekdays 7:30 till 9.
finished. There's the one I can't explain. There's the one in Colorado. The one I wished I had again. There's the one I broke too easy. There's the one I couldn't break. There's the one I took too much of. There's all the shit I couldn't take. There's the one I should've walked away from. Come right home to you. And the one left in the chamber ought to do. There's the one that was a long shot. There's the one that didn't pay. There's the one that kept me waiting until it cost too much to play. There's the one that kept me guessing. The one whose name I shall not say. There's the one I couldn't lose, and then I lost it anyway. There's the one I ended up in. The one that ended all too soon. And the one left in the chamber ought to do. Cursing the sun again. No memories got me fumbling through that door again. There's the one that wouldn't listen. There's the one I couldn't hear. There's the one I took for granted. The one that up and disappeared. The one I taught not what to do is the one I had to weather, whether or not I wanted to. There's the one I should be over now, one that should be through. And the one left in the chamber ought to do. There's the one I should have walked away from, crawled right back to you. And the one left in the chamber ought to do. And the one left in the chamber ought to do.
going on.
That you're healing by.
But I'm standing next to a mountain, chop it down with you to hide.
Thank you. when I look out my window. Many sights to see. And when I look in my window, so many different people to be. That it's strange, so strange. You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch. Mm-hmm. Must be the season of the wind. Looking over his shoulder at me, and he's strange. Sure is strange. You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every.
The last What have I done? Oh, this girl don't baby.
Yeah.
Kootenai Radio. Tune in, listen, and enjoy.
NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva.